Where does compassion come in? Where does guilt come in? You'll know when you're awake. If you're guilty right now, how on earth could I explain that to you? And how would you know what compassion is? You know, sometimes people want to imitate Christ. When a monkey plays the saxophone, that doesn't make him a musician. It really doesn't. You can't imitate Christ by imitating his external behavior. You've got to be Christ. Then you know exactly what to do in a given situation, given your temperament, given your character, given your situation, given the character and temperament of the person you're dealing with, you know exactly what to do. No one can tell you. But for that, you must become. You must be what Christ was. You will know. But merely external imitation will get you nowhere. You may think that compassion is softness. There's no way I could describe compassion to you. There's absolutely no way. Compassion can be very hard. Compassion can be very rude. Compassion can jolt you. Compassion can roll its sleeves up and operate on you. There are all kinds of things. Compassion can be very soft. There's no way of knowing. It's only when you become love. In other words, when you have dropped your illusions and your attachments, that you will know. As you identify less and less with the me, you're more at ease with everybody and with everything. Do you know why? Because you are no longer afraid of being hurt or not liked or being left. And you no longer desire to impress anyone. Can you imagine the relief when you don't have to impress anybody anymore? Oh, what a relief! Happiness at last. And as I said to you this morning, you don't feel the need or the compulsion to explain anything anymore. It's all right. What's there to be explained? And you don't feel the need or the compulsion to apologize anymore. What could you expect of an ass? He behaved like an ass. Now what I need to tell you, you don't even feel the need to say that. But if anything had to be said, I'd much rather hear you say, you know, I've come awake. Then hear you say, I'm sorry. I'd much rather hear you say to me, I've come awake since we last met. Won't happen again. Than to hear you say, I'm so sorry. Why would I demand an apology from you? Ever thought of that? Why would anyone demand an apology? Ah, there you've got something to explore. You're thinking of someone mean to you. Nobody was mean to you. You missed that. Somebody was mean to what he thought or she thought was you, but not you. Nobody ever rejects you. They're just rejecting what they think you are. If you choose to pick that up, that's your responsibility. But that cuts both ways, you know. Nobody ever accepts you either. Ever thought of that one? Until somebody is awake, that's the way they're behaving. They're accepting or rejecting their image of you. They've fashioned an image of you, and they're rejecting that or they're accepting that. It'd be devastating to go deeply into that. A bit too liberating. Very liberating. Somebody talked about compassion. How easy it is to love people when you understand it. How easy it is to love everyone when you don't identify with this or what they think this is. You don't identify. So easy to love them, to love everybody. Yes, did you understand me to say the thinking I and the feeling me?
I observe you.
Oh, I observing me, but not thinking, because me does a lot of bad thinking and good thinking too. But when I watches me, I is constantly aware. This is a reflection. In reality, you don't really think of I and me. In reality, you're like that driver driving the car who doesn't want to lose consciousness of the car ever. Now, are you telling me you want to go unconscious sometimes? It's all right to dream. It's all right to have daydreams. But never lose consciousness of your surroundings. You're always alert. You know, it's like a mother who would be sleeping. She doesn't hear the planes roaring above the house, but she hears the slightest whimper of the baby. She's alert. She's awake in that sense. That's what I mean. So you probably didn't quite get what I was hinting at, or maybe I didn't explain it clearly enough. When a person's awake, the person's awake. Let's get there. Then we'll know. One may not say anything about the awakened state. One can only talk about the sleeping state. One hints at the awakened state. One may not say anything about happiness. Happiness cannot be defined. What can be defined is misery, unhappiness. Drop that and you will know. Love cannot be defined. Unlove can. Drop unlove, drop fear, and you will know. Another hand up there. Yes. Yes. Did anybody hear me say I don't favor meditation? No, that's all right. Meditation's okay. In fact, that's what I'm recommending the whole time. Yes. That's a good one. Wouldn't this cause pain to the people around you who are still asleep? You're causing a lot of pain when you are asleep, you know. Plenty of it. You want everybody to be awake. Good. Meaning yourself too. Now that's a good place to start. Okay. Oh, you don't want to be awake. Oh, you are? Congratulations. Yes. You'll know when you wake up.